How to calculate your dog's real age. Your pet clearly ages faster than you do, but new research is giving us a much clearer idea of how old your dog really might be. If your dog has been alive and kicking his paws for a decade, the widely held belief is he has aged as much as a human would have done over 70 years. This conversion factor, each year of a dog's life accounting for 7 human years, comes from dividing human life expectancy of around 77 by the candidate life expectancy of around 11. The underlying assumption is that each calendar year a dog lives through is equivalent to 7 human years at any stage of a dog's life, but new research suggests that things aren't so simple. And if we look at some basic developmental milestones, it's clear why. For example, most dog breeds reach sexual maturity between the ages of 6 and 12 months. The upper end of that range corresponding by the traditional conversion to a human age of 7. And at the other end of the spectrum, although unusual, some dogs have been known to live for over 20 years. Under the factor of 7 conversion rule, this would equate to an unfathomable 140 human equivalent years. To make matters more complicated, dogs' life expectancy depends significantly on the breed. Smaller dogs tend to live significantly longer, suggesting they age more slowly than the bigger dogs. All of these raises a question about what exactly we mean by age. The most obvious way to describe it is simply the length of time it has passed since birth. This is known as the chronological definition of age. When it comes to comparing animal ages across species, the biological definitions of age are far more useful than their chronological counterparts. However, there are other descriptions. Biological age, for example, is more subjective definition, which relies on assessing physiological indicators to identify individual's development. These include measures like the Frehley Index. Surveys that take into account individual disease status, cognitive impairments, and level of activity. Then there are more objective aging biomarkers such as level of gene expression, genes produce proteins at different rates of at different stages of life, or numbers of immune cells. The rate at which biological age increases depends on genetically inherited factors, mental health, and lifestyle. For example, if you've spent a lot of time eating junk food and smoking cigarettes instead of taking exercise and eating healthily, the chances are your biological age will exceed your chronological age. Or you might be a 60-year-old with the body of a 40-year-old if you're looking after yourself well. A dog's life. When it comes to comparing animal ages across species, the biological definitions of age are far more useful than their chronological counterparts. Knowing a hamster is 6 weeks old doesn't give you a good picture of what animal's life stage, even if you know the life expectancy of a hamster is only 3 years. Learning that a hamster has reached an age where it can reproduce gives a much better picture of its level of maturity. The authors of the new aging study suggest that a sensible way to measure biological age is through so-called epigenetic clocks. Changes to the packaging of our DNA that accumulate over time in all mammals. In particular, methylation, the addition of methyl groups, a carbon atom bounded 3 hydrogen atoms to DNA, seems to be a good indicator of age. Many prominent physiological markers, such as the development of teeth, seem to occur at the same levels of methylation across different species. So by matching the levels of methylation in Labrador retrievers or humans, the researchers derived a formula to map dog age to its human equivalent. The formula is human equivalent age equals to 16 times natural log dog's chronological age plus 31. Here, natural logarithm represents a mathematical function known as the natural logarithm. The logarithm function is well known in the nonlinear scales for energy released during earthquake or for measuring sound. It comes in useful for measuring quantities whose size vary over many orders of magnitude. It's even possible that a logarithmic experience of the passing of time might explain why we perceive time speeding up as we get older. A handy shortcut is to remember that the first dog years counts for 31 human years. A handy shortcut is to remember that the first dog year counts for 31 human years. Then, after that, every time the dog's chronological age doubles, the number of equivalent human years increases by 11. So 8 calendar years represents 3 doubling, from 1 to 2, 2 to 4, and then 4 to 8, giving a dog age equivalent of 64. That's 31 plus 3 times 11. In 8 calendar years, a dog will approximately age equivalent of 64 years. Most dog lovers will already have suspected that a human-to-dog age relationship is non-linear, having noticed that initially, their pets mature much more quickly than the linear factor of 7 rule suggests. A more sophisticated refinement to the factor of 7 rules has suggested that each of the dog's first 2 years correspond to 12 human years, while all subsequent years count for 4 human equivalents. In practice, the new molecular insights into human-to-dog age conversion encapsulated by the logarithmic law suggests that dogs move into middle age even more rapidly than most dog owners would have suspected. It's worth bearing in mind when you find that Rex is reluctant to chase the ball like he once did, that he's probably get more miles on the clock than you've been giving him credit for.